Thanks, Dave. And, you know, obviously the story here in Philadelphia is Lane Johnson, Greg. And we had a chance to film him at the Senior Bowl, take a little bit of a look at what he can do with all these athletic tools. Now, there's a good chance he's probably going to line up at right tackle for the Eagles. Let's take a look at this first rep here at right tackle.
And we will. I just want to make the point, Bo, that he played some right tackle for Oklahoma this year. And last year, he played almost all right tackle. So he's a kid with experience playing the right tackle position. So let's jump to this particular play. We're going to see him right here. And the one thing you see immediately, or I see immediately anyway, is, look, he's a knee bender. He's a natural knee bender, and he stays low. And then he was able to anchor really, really effectively. And I think that's really important. You have to be able to stay low, but then you have to be able to anchor. And he does this really well here. Look at him fight off the rush. And I think there's a difference between playing right tackle and left tackle. And I was actually talking to a number of people about that. Here he is at left tackle. And again, this is where he has to do some learning. This is not great footwork, but he's such an athletic kid that he's able to recover against LeVar Edwards from LSU in this pass rush drill. But the thing about Lane Johnson that really stands out is his ease of movement, because he is such a good athlete. Now, because he's inexperienced, and he's talked about that, is he didn't always play to that level, as we see him again here. And this, he takes on a bull rush. And what I really liked on this play, he didn't move. As soon as he got hit, he didn't really move a whole lot. And you're going to face the bull rush. And the one thing you have to be aware of in the NFL is guys getting inside of you underneath your pads. That's how guys who weigh less than you can actually push you right back into the quarterback. And every tackle coming in the NFL, I don't care how good they are in college, that's what they're going to have to deal with.
Now, you heard Chip Kelly say yesterday that they look at raw as a good thing, because it means if he's this good with only 2 years of playing the position, what is it about him that projects such upside?
Well, first let me just point him out here so people know where he is. Here he's at left tackle, and this is in the Senior Bowl game. So at least people can take a look at him on this play. But I think what they're getting at is they see a kid that is sort of a free-formed clay. But he's so physically gifted with his movement that now you can coach him the way you want to coach him to become the player that he can ultimately be. Because so much of NFL offensive line play, I've been at plenty of training camps, and I'm telling you, Bo, and you've probably seen it yourself, these offensive line coaches, they are absolute sticklers. And again, we're going to see him here at the left tackle position in the Senior Bowl game. And their stickers, 3 inches with 1 foot movement is big. Hand placement, 1 inch is big. So now you start from scratch and you teach him how to play. Because the one thing that was evident on film, you certainly had the natural athleticism, but you also saw at times he didn't quite play to it because he wasn't that experienced playing the position. And I tell you, this is really good. He's at left tackle again here, and this is where you see sort of the ease of movement when he comes out of his stance.
Doesn't move.
He's very comfortable. He's very smooth, and I think that's really the critical thing. And here's a play. We're going to see him at left tackle again. So he's on the top of the screen. We're going to point him out over here. And what's really nice about this is where you see a little bit of the nasty streak, because he's going to make one block and then go after the second-level player, and he plays with a little bit of an edge. And that is so critical for offensive linemen, particularly when you run the ball. Now, the other thing that I really like, and he talked about it at the press conference a little bit, he played in an offense that was up-tempo. Everybody thinks Chip Kelly's offense might be the only offense in college football that was up-tempo. Oklahoma played a very up-tempo offense. He's not going to have to get used to something new there. He's used to playing in an up-tempo offense with 75, 80, 80-plus plays in a game where everything is built on tempo. And I think that's the really critical part.
Yeah, and when you talk, everything you hear about Lane Johnson is about how athletic he is.
Right.
He ran a 4.72 in the 40-yard dash at the combine.
That's pretty remarkable, by the way.
The second-best vertical jump of any offensive lineman, the best broad jump of any offensive lineman. When you look at what you expect this Chip Kelly offense to look like, what do those traits do to help an offensive lineman? And you already have a really athletic offensive lineman in Jason Peters to begin with.
Well, let's just look at this still right here and think about what you're talking about. Chip Kelly wants to run an offense that has a lot of spread principles. Now, not every play spread, we know that, but there are spread principles. So what often happens there is offensive linemen have to go get to people. They're not blocking in confined space. So here is Johnson right here, okay? Now, on this play, let's say it's a running play, okay? Let's lose this, and now he could block really one of three people here, and he has to move and strike. See, that's what you're really talking about with athleticism, is the ability to move and still strike. So he could block this defensive end in a down position, okay? Got to move to do that. Guy's not right in front of him, correct?
Correct.
All right. The other thing is, depending on what happens next, he could have to go get a second-level player right in front of him. Still has to move to do that. Guy's not right in his face.
Sure.
Or he could have to, depending on the run, could have blocked this guy. These are all situations where he would have to move and strike. And one of the things you look for in an offense, particularly a zone run game, and that was very much what Chip Kelly did with a zone run game, is that you have to move and hit people. And Lane Johnson is very, very capable of that because of his athletic ability.
All right, well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing what Lane Johnson can do in this Chip Kelly offense. Only months away until we can see that, but for now, we've got plenty more coming. On the other side, Eagles Draft Live, presented by Dietz & Watson.